Wake up, arise and shine.
Always at home.
Get up with Gwandy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Morning, Ash.
Good morning.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas in here, Pollard. I walked into the studio and someone has come in here and decorated the whole studio.
Take a look at the 5 and 10.
Yeah, have a look here.
Yeah, take a look around.
There's just a piece of shitty tinsel hanging off that. What?
Of course you're not happy with someone else decorating the studio Christmassy.
Oh, this is horrific.
It's all right. Looks good.
It does not look anything like
what we did last year. Not what you did. We both did it last year. Thanks, mate.
Excuse me, actually.
I had the
blow-up
dinosaur.
Look at your big Santa hat.
Yeah, look at this.
Like what is that on my desk over here?
Whereabouts?
Is there a gift?
Is there a gift over there? There's a couple of crackers here. If you want to pull a bonbon with me.
All right.
Come over here, mate. Let's just do that there. You ready for this? Here we go. The little cracker.
Take a look at the 5 and 10.
Oh, mate. Wait.
Come on.
Oh, God.
What is that?
It's like a shiv in there or something. Get yourself out of jail.
Oh, it's a bottle opener. What's the joke?
The joke is, what do you call a train loaded with toffee?
I don't know.
A choo-choo train.
So lame.
Oh, man.
Why is that tinsel on the big hit H just fallen down?
Oh, I'm not sure. Yeah, you know how it is to decorate the studio. Stuff just falls all over the place. I think what we're missing,
fairy lights.
I think we need the lights. I think we need the Christmas lights that we had last year and potentially the big blow-up dinosaur that's not around as well. For anyone that might miss it from last year, producer Matt, who did this in here, by the way? I don't even know who did this.
I bet Witto did.
No. Does it look loopy to you?
Loopy Laz did it. Our old Hit Squad member, Loopy Laz, should be listening right now to hear your take on it.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. I say respect.
Well,
respect,
I will say, just so that I don't sound like the Grinch, that's a very nice gesture, thank you, however.
Ash would have done it differently.
Yeah.
But Ash hadn't done it, let's just say that.
That's because...
She was annoyed that the decorations got thrown out from last year.
And I didn't want to be wasteful by buying more. So I was kind of on a protest, if you will.
I will say this, it has not felt Christmassy until now. And then when I walked into the studio, big smile on my face.
Oh, yeah?
Big smile. I'm
How's
loving
that
it.
Shiv that came out of the cracker there?
Yeah, I'm going to shiv a bunch of people today.
Cool. Can't wait to see that.
Hey, we have $350 right now on the show. You've been smashing it this week, Pollard.
I don't know how.
For Beat Ash to win the cash, so $350. If you want to play just in time for Christmas, see if we can get it up to $400 tomorrow and then maybe into the $500-$600 mark next week.
Yeah, you want to talk a big game like what's his face did yesterday?
And then go down. Ash will shiv you. She'll shiv you with that there.
Why are you so aggressive?
I don't know.
Oh, what a good day.
Get up with Gwandy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3. Gwandy and Ash Pollard's Beat Ash.
I am unbeatable
to win the cash.
Well, we are inside the studio, Ash, but Debbie from Tame Valley Bay is out doing a morning walk.
Oh, that's nice. Morning, Deb.
Morning, Deb.
Morning.
Hey, what's it like out there?
How is the smoke this morning?
It is terrible.
Worse than yesterday? I thought it was a little bit better than yesterday when I was getting in the car.
Well, at this end of the coast, it is a lot worse.
Jeez.
God, it's bad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I looked at the weather yesterday and it said smoke for the next few days. It should be clearing next week, so hopefully it does clear up soon. And I just think of those firefighters doing it tough at the moment.
Oh.
And what was the... I saw something yesterday as well. Canadian firefighters are giving up their Christmas to come here to Australia and help out. Yeah.
Yes, well, a lot of countries do that.
Yeah. God. So big thanks to those guys as well. Hey, Debbie, let's see if we can get you $350 before Christmas here just to help out with a bit of Chrissy shopping. You just have to beat Ash to win the cash. Best of five. Name's your buzzer. Get a question wrong, the other person gets the point.
Mm-hmm.
Question number one, good luck. Are you any good at trivia?
Well, I'm all right in the mornings when I listen to this normally.
Oh, okay. Now you're on the spot. You're under the limelight. All right, question one. Famous Australian entertainer Dame Edna is played by what Australian comedian?
Deb.
Deb's in.
Barry Humphries.
That is correct.
Yes, damn it.
Barry Humphries is correct. First points go to Deb.
I love Dame.
How old is Dame now? Just a quick age game.
Dame Edna Everidge.
I would have to say, what, 78?
No, she's 80? Way older than
that. Way older.
Oh, yeah.
And still
I'm going
kicking.
83.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Ash?
I'd say in the 80s.
Producer Matt tells me it's...
85.
85.
Mm.
Still going strong. Question number two. From what country does the dog breed Dash Hound draw their origins? The Dash Hound.
Ash.
Pollard's having a crack.
Shivers. Yeah. Germany?
That's correct.
Oh, well done, yes. Pollard.
Point of peace. Question number two. Why is December 26th called Boxing Day? This will trick a few punters.
Oh.
Because you box your family up because you're overspending time with them.
Half a point on that, Pollard. Anyone want to have a go?
Is it religious vibes or not?
Well, I can give the answer if you both want to bow out. You want to bow
I'm
out, Deb?
You're bowing? I have no idea.
She's bowing. She's doing Dave Warner bow out. All right, so Boxing Day was traditionally a day off for servants and the day where they received a Christmas box from the master. Can you believe that?
Oh, God, dark, that is heavy,
yeah, heavy, yeah, heavy stuff. The servants would also go home on Boxing Day to give Christmas boxes to their families.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Boxing Day.
I actually didn't know that. And here's us celebrating Shivers. It, drinking a couple of cans, watching the cricket.
Yeah, I know.
Back then, the servants were doing it tough. All right, question number four. Air New Zealand has just claimed, this is in the news this week, that it will replace its coffee cups with what?
Deb.
Go for it, Deb.
Their edible coffee cup.
She's done it.
You're kidding.
That is correct. A biscotti, if I'm saying that
oh,
right.
Oh, you're kidding.
A biscotti edible coffee cup.
Yum.
Made from a biscuit / plant that you can eat after you drink your coffee to get rid of waste.
It better taste delicious, though.
I reckon it would taste like a fortune cookie.
I reckon it'll go through it.
Yeah, exactly. That's my thoughts, Deb. I'm like, how does the coffee stay in there without disintegrating the biscuit?
Well, it's like when you have that coffee and ice cream in a cone. What about that? And that seems to stay pretty well together.
No, what are you talking about? Coffee in an ice cream?
Yeah,
in a
they
cone?
Put a little affogato thing or a little shot of coffee with ice cream in a cone.
Mate,
you drink that quickly, but
exactly.
If you have a cappuccino, you can sit there and drink it slowly.
Yeah.
It would be a thick biscuit, guys, all right?
Oh,
next. I want to try it. I want to get one of these biscuit cups. Okay, question number five, and this is for the win if Deb gets it. If someone wasn't using synthetic fibres, what would they make felt from? Interesting question from Matt. If someone wasn't using synthetic fibres, what would they make felt from? I'm buzzing you guys out if you
Wait.
Don't know. In three.
Fibers?
Yep.
Fibers?
If someone wasn't using synthetic fibers, what would they make felt from? Three, two.
Wood? Acrylic.
You buzzing
Wood.
In? She's buzzing Wood. In? You buzzing in?
Oh, God. Yeah, Ash.
Okay,
Ash.
Ash is in, yes.
Oh.
You said wood. You're locking in wood.
Yep. Yep.
The answer is wool or animal fur.
Oh. You beat Ash. Oh, you just got lucky. You in the cash.
Oh, Deb, 350. 350.
Oh, that's so good.
It's coming your way for Chrissy, my friend.
Thank you.
Damn it. Didn't I say I already said acrylic, though, didn't I?
You said acrylic, yeah, but wool or animal fur. Yeah.
Why didn't you say yes to me saying acrylic?
Because it's not on the sheet.
And acrylic...
Go for it, Matt.
Also, Pollard, acrylic is synthetic.
You just shut up.
I was so specific in that because I knew you would do this.
You just get out of here, would you?
Hey, Deb.
Yes?
What are you going to do with 350? Christmas shopping? What are we thinking?
Just going to go and buy an edible cup.
Yes. I love that.
Probably.
I love
that. No, Christmas shopping for all my babies.
Beautiful.
How many babies have you got?
Well, I've got two children, but I have two grandchildren as well.
Oh, lovely. And I highly recommend if you go to the shopping centres, by the way, get those nice ladies to wrap the gifts for you. Gold coin donation.
Oh, yeah.
They're
that
great.
Saves you a lot of time,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, they're awesome. It saves
that's
me
a good idea.
Yeah, a lot of mess.
Nah,
as well.
I quite like that. It's cathartic,
the
wrapping of the
let
gift.
Let the ladies do it, the charity, all that stuff. It's the perfect
they
combo.
They don't bend the corners.
Okay. Of course, you're
nice
critiquing the lovely
me.
Ladies doing the Christmas.
Are you up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
I'm going to put this lady up for Wife of the Year, Pollard. She has built her husband a pub in the backyard.
It's no place for a dog round a pub with no
beer. Well, this
beer.
One has beer in it. It's a great little pub. Lady by the name of Jane. Jane's a nurse. She's 48 years old. And her husband, Paul, was constantly ducking off down at the pub. And she thought, that's enough of that. I can't seem to find my husband, Paul. He's always off somewhere down at the pub. So I'm going to build a pub in the backyard. And she called it the Doghouse Inn. Very
clever. How big's this pub? Wait.
Decent.
How big's the backyard?
It's a regular-sized backyard. I would say it's a small, miniature pub. I'd say about 3 times the size of a cubby house, maybe 4 times the size. So it's compact, but it's good. Let's take a listen to Jane talking about the pub that she built for Paul.
Hello, my name's Jane, and instead of watching my husband disappear to the local pub, I send him up the garden to my pub, the Doghouse Inn. We decided to open the Doghouse Inn because we're very sociable people. The inspiration behind the name for the Doghouse Inn was Paul came up with the joke about when he's in trouble, he could say, like, I'm in the doghouse.
I'm always in the doghouse.
He's always in the doghouse.
I'm always in the doghouse.
Oh, I just love it. It's called the Doghouse Inn, the doghouse.
I'm always in the doghouse.
Does this mean that this woman is a total psycho?
Well,
and she doesn't want her husband to leave her?
There is an element.
She doesn't let her husband go anywhere she got to be around the whole time.
Yeah, there is
an
element of that.
If he leaves the property, he's in the doghouse.
She also says now she uses the pub too, so it's not even just for him anymore, so she can keep track of him, and she gets to knock back a few as well. Poor bloke. I mean, good, because he's
got
the pub.
Does anyone want a pub in their backyard?
Yes.
Like, people, no, they don't.
Yes, please.
People like to go to the pub to leave their house.
Yeah, but these guys say they've saved hundreds of dollars not going down to the pub because they've got their own kegs, and they said it only cost them £400
also,
to make the pub in the backyard.
Think of how fat you're getting out of all the beer that's at your disposal.
He's drinking it anyway. He's drinking it anyway down at the pub.
Trust me. You don't want a pub in your backyard for so many reasons.
If I'm going to be sent to any doghouse, it's the Doghouse Inn.
No, it's the Doghouse Inn.
The Doghouse Inn. I think it's great. You're doing some renos on your place at the moment with Pete. He's a builder. I'm sure if you suggested to Pete that you've had
Let's build a Doghouse Inn, Pete. Let's build a Doghouse Inn.
If you say you've had some plans drawn up and there's a plan for the Doghouse Inn in the backyard, he'd jump at it. I'm telling you.
Show you what?
You must be the only one.
He drinks beer every single afternoon after work. He cracks one open.
Oh, well, he's got a problem then.
Oh.
Yeah.
Has he?
You might want to check him in somewhere. No, it's a daily
I'll check him into the Doghouse Inn, I will.
Just the perfect place to find more beer.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
We had a great caller on the show yesterday, Richard. Richard was his name.
Our callers like to push the boundaries from time to time, don't they?
Yeah, they like to push the boundaries. Richard was a good bloke. Dickie boy.
Mm.
Or Richie Poos, as I like to call him. Anyway, Richard made a funny little joke sort of at the end of our call when we were talking to him about the 12 days of Christmas. And that joke was something that I thought I would share with my family because my brother's name is Richard. But let's just quickly recap our conversation with Richard yesterday.
Richard from Gorrican, good morning.
Morning, Richie.
Good morning.
Richard. You know, my brother's name is Richard. I call him Richie Poos. Do you get Richie Poos?
Oh, I get Richie. I get Richie Rich. I get all the norms.
What about Dick?
Yeah, I get that every now and then, just from the older generation, though.
Where did that
My dad calls my brother Dickie Boy.
Where did that originate from? I never understood that. Do you know, Richard?
Mate, to be honest, I've always asked that question, but the answer really is, how do you get Dick from Richard? You just ask.
Don't know. Jeez, oh no. Oh, man.
How do you get Dick from Richard? He just asked.
He said that many times before, Richard. Yeah.
Hasn't he?
Yeah.
It just came out. So easily.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I thought that is actually hysterical, and I got thinking yesterday, and I thought that's an excellent question to pose to my mother. How do you get Dick from Richard?
Pollard, so I've met your mother, Gail, and she's a proper lady. She is, how do I say this? Conservative, from what I can gather. I haven't spent a whole lot of time with her, but. She's
conservative until she has a few wines and does the splits at a party.
Okay. Well, that I haven't seen yet. I look forward to the day. Okay.
So I thought I'd give my mum a buzz yes. and ask her, how do you get dick from Richard? And
which is her son.
Yeah, this is her. This is the phone call.
All right.
Hello. Mum?
Yeah?
How do you get dick from Richard?
I don't know.
Oh, you just ask.
Just ask?
Yeah.
She actually liked it. She liked
she
it.
She laughed. Did.
I was
after
waiting for
that,
an oh, ash, something
after
like that.
She goes, I had to think about that for a little bit.
Not too long,
and
I hope.
And I was like, well, me too, Mum, because yeah. I don't really get jokes either. Like, it takes me a little bit of time to clock what people are talking about. Yep. But, yeah, she quite liked it.
Maybe she should call your brother Richard and do the same and ask, I guess. No, that is very weird. Don't do that. You called her with it.
Why do you always do that?
What?
Make it weird.
I'm not trying to make it
you
weird.
You did it
I'm
with my
saying.
Dad too when he was trying to help that nice old
no,
lady and then you said some weird stuff about no, her.
I'm not making it weird. I'm just saying if she passes it on like you passed it on to her, she can pass
I
it on.
I don't even
to,
know what you're saying
she can
now.
Pass it on to him. Pass it around.
What, pass dick around?
Yes.
What? Shut up. Push that button. I'm done.
No, I'm not. I'm sitting with this one.
No. Oh.
Well, what Richard called for yesterday was the 12 days of Christmas, and we're doing it straight after the news, so hang tight.
Oh, God.
People
That's
are already
the worst segue I've ever
People
heard.
People are already calling.
Oh, what a good day.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
On the seventh day of Christmas.
Gawndy and Ash Pollard gave to me.
Oh, this has been going off, Pollard. Producer Matt seems to think we get more calls for this than we ever did even for Alpha Bucks, Matty. It's that popular out in the phone room out there,
I'm
isn't
telling
it?
You, it has not stopped for the last 15 minutes.
Seriously. Okay. Love that. All right, people tuning in at 7 o'clock to play this, all thanks to Domain West Gosford. And it's very Christmassy in here at the moment because our studio has been decorated by the ladies in promotions.
It's beginning to look a lot like
very,
it certainly is.
Very tinsel-y, Ash, which I know you're not huge on tinsel, but I'm loving the Christmas vibes. Would you love to do another little popper with me this morning and we can do the joke? Yeah, you want to do the popper with me?
Okay, go on then.
They've got some poppers in here. A little cheap deck of cards in there.
Not a shiv this morning?
No shiv, that was in the other one. Oh, where's the joke? Here's the joke. Oh, you need a little gold Chrissy hat too.
What's a joke? All right.
Sorry, I'm putting on the gold Chrissy hat.
Mm.
The joke is, what do you call a chicken in a shell suit? What do you call a chicken in a shell suit?
I don't know, Michelle.
An egg. In a pear tree. Yep, we'll get rid of that one. Not the best, but I don't come up with them. All right, gift or the gift card this morning. Gift or the gift card this morning. On 13, 12, 16, how's your gift looking from Domain West Gosford?
Pretty
Happy
good.
With it? Happy
Just
with
quietly,
it?
Quietly, yeah.
All right, you can get your home Christmas ready at Domain West Gosford Furniture, Bedding and Outdoor. Gift or the gift card. We play next here on Hit. Who will be our lucky contestant in our seventh day of the 12 days of Christmas?
Are you up?
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
We have our 12 days of Christmas and some great stuff to give away with this.
On the seventh day of Christmas.
Gawndy and Ash Pollard gave to me.
Janelle at Wadalba, welcome to our seventh day of Christmas.
Morning, Janelle.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yoo-hoo.
So you are you a gift card or a gift kind of person?
Oh, I think a gift.
Ooh.
Yeah, you love a gift. You love the element of surprise.
Yes, that's right.
Well, there's a bit of surprise either way because you don't know how much you're going to get on the gift card. You also
I
don't know how much the gift is worth. But
also, yeah. I think at this point in time, it's a bit of a win-win because if you don't like the gift, you can always re-gift it to someone else.
Yeah. I like your thinking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is true. Okay, so I feel like you've already made up your mind this morning. I don't know if there's any sort of persuading from us.
Oh, I don't know.
You still don't know?
Look, I did say gift. No, I'm going to stick with what I said. Gift.
Good, good.
She's
good.
Going the gift on day seven.
I'm going
you
the
want
gift.
To lock it in?
Lock it in.
I could have a $5,000 gift card, I'm just saying.
Oh, Gawndy, don't do
no.
that.
No, go the gift. Go the gift.
I would go the
go
gift.
Go the gift.
Come
All
on.
Right, we're going the gift.
Let's find
lock
out
it
what
in.
It is. All right. So Ash has organised this with Domain West Gosford. Let's see what you get on day seven. This is yours.
On the seventh day of Christmas.
Gaundy and Ash Pollard gave...
Oh, no, stop that there. Let's do this one. That was the gift card. Oh. So I was about to wreck it for you. Just building the suspense. Here we go. Here comes your gift.
Gaundy and Ash Pollard gave to me a luxury. Ooh, luxury. Yes, I said luxury. Oh, thank you, Ash Pollard. Luxury bedding pack.
Oh, a bedding pack.
Ooh.
This is worth $697.
Woohoo!
Now, I'm telling you, these are some beautiful queen sheets, 500 thread count, mattress protector, and feather down pillows.
It sounds beautiful.
Luxurious.
How good is
luxurious.
That?
Luxurious.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Cool. That's a $700 gift you picked up this morning. That's amazing. Well done.
Look, we're still trying to rebuild after a house fire last year, so anything like that helps. Anything to do with the home.
What happened with the house?
We had an electrical wiring fault in the wall and lost nearly everything last December the 7th.
Kidding.
So nearly 12 months.
Just before Christmas last year.
Yes, just before Christmas.
Did that put a bit of a downer on Christmas?
It did for a little while, yeah. Bigger and better place now, and yeah, we've gone through that and we're on the other side and rebuilding. So,
This is a great addition to one of your rooms, the bedding pack, for sure.
We will be, definitely.
Let's see what the gift card was worth, which I almost played for you. But let's see now what it was worth if you were to choose the gift card.
I don't know if I
want to
know.
No, you've got to find out. Everyone likes to know what you missed out on. Here we go.
Gaundy and Ash Pollard gave to me a $100 Domain West Gossip gift card.
Ah, you've smashed it.
Phew, love you, Ash.
Oh, look, it's absolutely my pleasure.
Thank you to Domain as well. It's hit 101.3.
Have a listen to Janelle.
Has producer Matt told you to say all of that?
Long time listener.
Girl.
You are a client's dream, Janelle. You could even read this bit for me. Get your home Christmas ready. Domain West Gosford Furniture, Bedding and Outdoors.
Get your home Christmas ready. And then I forgot the rest.
Well done. Oh, that's a loud applause. Sorry about that. All right, Janelle, have a great Christmas.
Thank you very much. You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Chrissy.
All right, we can lock in day 8 tomorrow for the 12 days of Christmas just after 7 o'clock. More gifts like that, close to $800 could be given away and some very high. I have to up it from $100. Mm. That's just not enough. That has to be changed.
Oh, it's the luck of the draw, isn't it?
But lock it in for tomorrow just after 7.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Good, mate.
I'm actually on call waiting.
Yes. You've booked a hire car and you've stuffed up the times or something. Don't jump on the phone to the hire car people.
Oh, my God. He's just talking to me now. Can you just hold on one second?
Okay. You go to the back of the room there, mate. So what happened is apparently Ash booked a hire car and she thought she had it till 6 p.m., but she had it till 6 a.m. And now she's trying to organise it and the guy's called while we're on air. So this is good stuff right here.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. That's it. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
There you go.
Guys, thank you so much for your patience.
There you go. All sorted, mate. Are you good?
Mate, did you just tell everyone what I did?
Yeah. 6 a.m. You stuffed up the times.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Mate, what's going on?
So, like, I'm running this hire car and somebody else is meant to be using it. I've ruined their day.
They're probably trying to get off on their Christmas holidays.
Honestly, probably.
Like, let's just check the name. Who's got the car? Ash Pollard.
No, they can't see my name.
No. So what are you going to do? What are they going to do?
No, they've fixed it.
Okay, cool.
So now I can have the car until 6 p.m. Yay.
Beautiful. Good to know.
Anyway.
Hey, just quickly while we're here, I wanted to let people know about the Smith Family Toy and Book Appeal. We are involved again this year and we've set ourselves the goal to raise $10,000 to help disadvantaged Australian children this Christmas. We know there's some families doing it tough this time of the year. So if you would like to help, we do get a lot of people hit up our Facebook page saying they want to help people in need this time of the year. So this is what we're running, hit.com.au. You can go there and help us make a difference. So. That's for the Smith Family Toy and Book Appeal this year. So,
you know, have you noticed out in reception the Christmas tree is beginning to fill up with lots of amazing presents that people are donating.
Yeah, we do that every year. So if you've got any sort of new toys and stuff you want to drop off, they don't have to be wrapped. You can just drop them off here and we'll pass them on. So it helps out this time of the year. Crouchy's going to join us after 7:30, local MP. He's got some news that's going to be great for tourism on the coast. And if you love your surfing, you're going to love this announcement. It's to do with our beaches and a major event. He'll join us after.
Get up with Gorney and Ash Ballard. Are you up? Hit 101.3.
If you love the show Dance Mums, it's coming to Australia. And our very own Nikki Webster is on the hunt for people to be a part of the show. So she'll join us after 8 o'clock this morning. Could be you listening right now.
Can you imagine if you were a dance mum? Like, the American one's like, hey, Tanya, go and put on your tutu. Point your toes harder.
I love it.
But the Aussie one would be like, hey, Lauren, I don't even know.
I was letting you sink there big time. Normally I'd jump in and get you, but that one I was like, I don't know where she's going, neither does she, and I'm leaving her hanging. Lauren.
You get in there. You get in there, Lauren. We're late for class today.
Get your tutu.
Go on, get your rhythmic gymnastics suit on. Go on.
I'm getting hyped for the show.
Go and talk to Miss Kimmy over there. She'll sort you out.
Isn't it where Honey Boo Boo came from in the States?
Yes.
It's where Honey Boo Boo came from, right?
No, yes. Honey Boo Boo was a pageant.
We can lump them all in the same, can't we? Dance
Honey
Mums,
Boo Boo
pageant.
And Mama Bear.
We might find out Aussie Honey Boo Boo. Wouldn't that be a dream?
You know what? If you want to put your kid onto a television show, I pity you because that child is going to be ruined.
Nikki
Look
Webster.
At me. I'm a great example of what happens to someone after reality television. Ruined.
Prime case right here. You don't have to tune in 6 to 9 to our show.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, Webster will be here. I'm sure she'll love to hear that from you, though she's looking for people.
That's cool.
Crouchy's going to be on the air with us next. Local MP. He's got a big announcement for the coast. Maybe Crouchy's our Honey Boo Boo.
Oh.
Maybe that.
Maybe
everyone
that.
Loves Honey Boo Boo. he's shaking his head. He's saying definitely not.
Definitely not.
But there's a big announcement.
Why don't you ask him?
He's already denied it.
Oh, he's out there.
Yeah, he's out there. He's coming in. I thought Honey Boo Boo was cute and endearing, like Crouchy. He'll give us the announcement for what's on the coast for our beaches straight after this.
Oh, what a good day.
Get up with Gorney and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
It's our very own Honey Boo Boo. Crouchy, local MP.
Oh, gosh, Honey Boo Boo. Where do we go from there?
Morning, Crouchy. It's not
hey, good, Honey Boo Boo's very successful, Crouchy. So, you know.
It's a bit like show the goggle box. I can't believe we've got a television show about people watching TV.
We
love it. We love it.
I love goggle box, Crouchy.
It's like voyeurism. It's like we've got nothing else to watch, so we'll watch a couple of people watching TV.
It's the only reality show that I'm obsessed with.
What would Gogglebox look like at your house, Crouchy?
Oh, gosh. Look, I've got to say, Jill really likes that one about Chateaus. So watching that one about Chateaus.
What's that?
Oh, my God, I love that. Isn't that on pay TV?
Yeah, we might have Netflix, I think it is. So
there's no shame in that, mate. I've got Netflix. I've got Stan.
I've got to say, if it was me, it's The Crown. I just been sort of...
The Crown?
The Crown. The Crown's fantastic.
Obsessed!
Oh, absolutely.
Pollard loves it too,
You can sit there and just get this massive, giant fix of The Crown. So,
what are you up to now?
We've just finished watching that last episode of the current series.
Well, here's what I'll say about The Crown. Boring.
It's not.
Now that you've reached the exalted heights of the unofficial mayor, you should be watching this stuff.
No, I don't need it. I run my own
game.
You've got
to get on board the monarchy.
You do.
Well, not right now, you don't. Hey, it's true.
It's not like, we won't buy into that.
Crouchy, before we make this announcement, what's great for the coast, it is very Christmassy in here, as you can probably see. These have just gone up in the studio.
It's beautiful.
Our Christmas decorations. I'd love to do a bonbon with you, please, before you make your announcement.
Okay, rightio.
So, Crouchy, just grab that there. Yeah, let's go to the bonbon.
Do you know there's an actual rule for that?
Is there? Ready? Oh, look, he's got the tech.
Oh, I lost.
I give it to
you. What's his technique?
His technique is to grab half the bonbon.
Well, that's not... the right way.
Look, it's a silver paperclip.
You put your thumb on that little thing on the inside. Yeah. That's the trick.
Yeah, you do.
All right. What's the joke?
I don't know.
Give us the joke, Crouchy. We've been doing them this morning.
Okay.
What's your joke?
So the joke is, what do ghosts eat?
Do you know this one, Ash?
Ghost Bix.
No. Goulash.
Goulash.
Oh.
God, they need to get better, don't they?
They're like so dumb and so easy. It annoys me that I can't get it.
Four tons of turkey and all the other stuff that goes with it, that actually becomes amusing.
They need to get better.
It's good.
Yeah. What's on for Christmas for you this year?
We've got a quiet one at home, absolutely quiet one, staying on the Central Coast.
Beautiful.
And, just having a nice, relaxing, eating a lot of local seafood.
How good.
You can't beat the local oysters.
Nah.
Christmas isn't a Christmas without prawns.
Yep. That the local crayfish, the local oysters, the prawns, go all the seafood, I reckon.
It's the best
way to spend the Central Coast, eat your seafood.
Sounds like I'd like Christmas at your house, Crouchy.
Oh, we do a few oyster shooters, Ash.
Oh,
watching The Crown.
Yes.
Going on.
You leave The Crown alone. It's an awesome show.
All right, so you're here to make an announcement. Yep. What is it for the coast? This is a big one.
It is. Look, it's great because we've got the Central Coast Pro, which is one of the premier surfing events in New South Wales, going into its fifth year next year on the Central Coast out of Oakus. So it's a great announcement. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Was there a chance we weren't going to have it?
There's no way I was going to let us lose it. It's such a great event. We were lobbying really hard to make sure we had the additional funding. It's a QS 3000 event, so it's the only one of its type in the Southern Hemisphere. So
what is QS?
QS is qualifying series. So this is part of the World Surf League, and QS means qualifying series. So QS 3000 event is a much higher ranked event. You get more points, plus you also get more prize money. So it means that our surfers can actually qualify for the World Surf League potentially faster because I can pick up extra points at Avoca. And
sick.
Yeah, it is. And look, let me tell you, the surfers love Avoca. They reckon it's
Love hanging 10 at Avoca.
They do. It is literally one of the most popular surf beaches in the country. And for the coast to be able to have this world-class event, I mean, the great thing is, Ash, we've got surfers literally from all over the world descend on Avoca.
All the big dogs.
Absolutely. Mm. They descend on Avoca for 5 days. And I love their motto. Their motto is, the only thing we leave behind are the footprints in the sand.
Oh, that's so profound.
It is. It is. And the locals love it. It brings in hundreds and thousands of dollars to the local economy. They're at the local coffee shops. They obviously rent homes here. They stay at the hotels. Their families come. It's really cool. And the other thing is, it's quite unique because they live stream everything. So it goes out globally as it's happening. So everybody in the world gets to see Avoca at its best in the Central Coast.
Cool event.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
And
how many heavy wipeouts do you reckon we'll be seeing?
Look, I got to say, I've been every year, and they do wipe out occasionally, but they're so good, these guys and girls. And the other
thing... They must get drilled and pummeled.
They do. And
this is Surferlingo 101. I've Googled the glossary of surfing terms.
There you go. So I got to say, it's great to watch and to go down to be able to go to Avoca and see it all happening. It is great. You know, you've got 5 days. I think it's around the 25th of February to the 1st of March. You can pop down to Avoca and watch some of the world's best surfers plying their trade.
All right, that's a great announcement for this morning. And just quickly, Matty's just sent me through something. He said that you mentioned they're talking equal pay for men and women surfers.
Yeah, I believe that it's now equal, which is absolutely fantastic, and so it should be.
Cool.
Let me tell you, we've got a really good crew of female surfers out, especially here on the Central Coast, Kirabelle Olsen and others. They are world class. So, I mean, I just say to everybody, if you've got something on, if you haven't got anything on, head down to Avoca Beach between the 25th of February and the 1st of March.
That'll roll around quick.
Absolutely.
Into the
new year, seems like tomorrow's Christmas. So.
Yeah, all right. Well, mate, we appreciate you coming in, making the announcement. I believe you're on NBN tonight as well with that. So
yeah, absolutely.
Just on the way out, just give us one of these, you know. Give it a Pollard.
Hang loose.
And look, you guys have a fantastic Christmas as well. Thanks for everything you do on the coast, and we really appreciate it. And as I said, have a safe and happy Christmas.
On you, mate. Thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot.
Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Get ready, Central Coast.
Live for free. Drive for free. With 7 years free scheduled servicing on the 7-seat SUV Holden Arcadia, Tugra and West Gosford.
Everybody's free.
Hit 101.3's Live for Free.
Hit.com.au if you want to be involved with this. You just have to register yourself, then kick back, relax until we call your name. And then you have 15 minutes to be the first one to call us back.
I'm giving you the honours today. Would you like
to? Yeah, I'd love to. So I've got some names here. I'm just going through here. Okay, the two names this morning are Destiny Lee and Cherie Larson.
Destiny Lloyd.
Destiny Lee. It could be Destiny Leah, L-E-A. Destiny Lee from Tumbiumbi and Cherie Larson from Killarney Vale. I love the reasoning from Destiny. She just says, so we ask people to say why they would like their rent or mortgage paid for a year. Just says, four kids. That's it. Four kids. You like, do the math.
The number four kids or just for the kids?
No, she's got four kids, the number four.
Destiny Lee.
Destiny Lee, look at me.
Destiny Lee, look at me.
Call
you could
the
be
show.
Living for free, Destiny Lee.
And Cherie.
And Cherie.
It all goes together, doesn't it?
What's Cherie's surname?
Cherie Larson.
Cherie Larson. That sounds like an American sort of soapy kind of Cherie Larson.
Oh, well, it looks like we might have Cherie on the air with us right now.
Stop. Is it Cherie?
Hi.
Hey, Cherie.
Hi.
Cherie, do you want to live for free?
Yes, I do.
You beat Destiny.
Destiny Lee.
We're on the same page this morning. We're all talking at the same time, and then we all stopped, and there was that awkward moment in the convo where no one knows when to talk.
No, that's all good.
No, you take it away, Cherie.
Good.
Sorry, I missed the question.
That's
my
all right.
My phone cut out.
Cherie, can we just get as to why you've registered for this? I mean, I know anyone would love to live for free, but what did you write on our website?
Look, I think there's a lot more deserving people out there, but I have a 5-year-old daughter and I have never been on holiday. So it would be amazing to be able to go on a holiday with her and pay some of my debts and maybe have a holiday away as well by myself, which is good.
Cherie, I think everybody is deserving in their own right, even people that are super minted. Sometimes
Very
they
true.
Deserve a bit of a chill time.
I find it interesting you've never been on a holiday, Cherie.
No, I probably have when I was a very young child, but I don't remember it. I've never been on a plane.
What?
I've never left New South Wales.
Cherie!
Hang on, did we chat to you when we talked about this topic? Were you on the air with us?
No, but I did hear it on the radio and I was inclined to call.
Oh, Cherie.
My God, Cherie.
We've got to get you out of New South Wales, even if we just take you to Canberra. I've always wanted to do that.
Tell me why. Just because you haven't had the opportunity or you don't want to?
My dad is a single dad and he hasn't had the ability to take us on a holiday. And I unfortunately got myself in a lot of debt when I was 18 and haven't had the opportunity to go and spend some money on myself either.
Cherie.
God,
I hope you win this.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I hope you win this.
But you say that to everyone.
I do say that to everybody, because I would love everyone to win it. But in particular, Cherie, this morning, until tomorrow when we chat to someone else. And then I'll say I hope they win it too. But no, I know what it's like growing up with a single dad and they've got to put all that money into just getting you to school. And that's what my dad had to do as well. And I didn't get to go overseas on a holiday until I paid for it myself when I got a job and put the money aside. But I mean, if you've gone and had a kid and then... It all adds up. So, all right, Cherie, we're going to hold your details, whether you win Live for Free or not. I've always wanted to do this idea where we take you to just Canberra and you step over that borderline and you just tell us how it feels.
I think we should go bigger than that.
Ash would like to go bigger than that.
If we can.
I would love to go bigger than that.
Okay.
Excellent, Cherie. So
well,
you're on my same wavelength.
You start low and then you build up from Canberra. So
you just go straight to the top.
Congrats, Cherie. We'll see you at our event.
Thank you.
And have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Live for free, drive for free.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Next on the show, Nikki Webster is going to join us about this Dance Mums thing. Have you seen her ad on Instagram looking for the Dance Mums?
No.
All right, well, this is Nikki Webster on the hunt for Dance Mums.
Hey, guys, it's Nikki Webster and Dance Mums. Well, we might call it Dance Mums. It's coming to Australia and I'm searching for the best elite dance troupe in the world. And I need you to audition. I need you to get me 1 minute of you dancing, 1 minute with you having a chat to your mum, and upload it to this link down here. So come on, Australia, let's get the best dancers in this country.
Ooh, there it is.
I love Nikki Webster, but I am not getting on board this.
You don't get on board a lot of things.
No, I absolutely do.
You love the TV show Dance Mums.
I don't.
You like the American version.
I only like it if Channel 10's doing it.
Oh, God, you're such a company suck up. I only like it. Are they potentially bringing back your little cooking show on a Saturday? Is there talks of that at the moment?
It's already still on.
Is it really?
Still on, yeah. But anyway, look, no, I'm just not, okay, stop it.
Sorry, I'm just listening to you suck up to Channel 10 some more. Just, if it was on Channel 10. No, maybe it is on Channel 10. Who knows?
Don't
Does anyone
say
know?
That I don't get on board stuff. I absolutely do.
Well, let's see how you go with Nikki Webster next. And I've got some audio to play as well.
I just don't get on board silly things.
But silly things are fun. If there's any mums or kids listening who want to get involved in it, call us now, 13, 12, 16. We can put you straight in touch with Nikki.
Nikki will dislike me for saying that?
No.
I like Nikki.
Yes.
She's really nice.
Okay, now you're just sucking up to Nikki Webster as well as Channel 10. She'll join us. Oh, what a
good day. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
We've just been watching some Dance Moms in
Dance
the break.
Moms.
Do you want to play a little bit on air?
Yeah, go on.
So this is a bit of a fight that went down on the American version of Dance Moms. Take a listen.
Okay, enough of the dramatics. Because there's plenty of things that I could have pointed out about Kehlani.
Really? About my kid? Oh, don't even start.
I said there are plenty of things that I can point out, but why?
About my kid?
About your kid.
You know what? Kehlani would put your kid in a grave.
She's 13.
She would have put your kid in a grave 10 years ago.
In a grave?
She's 10 times the dancer your kid would ever be.
Intense, and they're looking to start an Australian version, maybe much nicer with Nikki Webster involved, but she joins us right now. Morning, Nikki.
Good morning, guys.
Hello, hi. Mate.
I'm shook to my core. I don't know what to believe because I'm not a fan of this show because I don't like what it does to the children.
Sure. I guess that the most important thing is it's giving a platform for Australian dancers to be showcased. And we do, you know, I've been working with young talent for over 12 years in this country, and we have incredible dancers and incredible talent that should have a platform to be able to dance and fulfill their dreams. So
I totally agree with that. Yeah. I think it's a wonderful way to boost the profile of people who perhaps are being overlooked. But at the same time, do you reckon this version that we're going to do in Australia is going to be way less bitchy?
Well, I think it needs a bit of everything. It needs a bit of the Australian way, I guess, you know, and that's what's going to make us unique is Aussies are different to Americans. We're not trying to be the American show. We're going to be our own. And, you know, I think we have great talent. We have great kids. We have different dynamics in groups, and that's what we're kind of looking for through the casting process. So we're looking at the different dynamics and how that group would work. Obviously, it's a drama and there's TV and things like that, so we all have to remember that. But the main goal of this is to push these students or these kids or this team to be the best they possibly can and, you know, really get them to strive and reach, you know, incredible goals. And, you know, I was a young child star, so I'll be coming from a mentorship kind of role as well and helping these guys through the ups and downs and everything to do with what they want to, you know, where they want their careers to go.
So what's your involvement in the show, Nikki? Because we've seen your video on your Instagram page, Dancer Nikki Webster. Where are we at with Dance Mums in Australia?
So we're starting the casting process. The casting process is open. We've just been inundated with kids from 8 to 16. It's incredible. The hype has been amazing. And we're just getting in all the applications at the moment. It's Australia wide. And we're really looking for the best dancers, the most talented, the ones that are unique, you know, even if you're not the best dancer, but you've got something unique about yourself, that's what we're looking for. We really want to, you know, be able to showcase all different types of people and abilities and things like that and on this show and make dance in Australia huge. It is a huge culture in what we do. It's a way of fitness. It's a way of getting involved in a I guess competitive sport. That's what dance is, and that's what this is. It's giving these kids another chance to strive for something that they work so hard for every day in the dance studio.
Are you hosting?
Well, yeah. Well, hopefully, yeah. I mean, that's the plan. Yeah. So we're really excited about it. We got when I was approached, you know, about doing the show in this country. It was, you know, something that I would love to be involved in the right capacity, in the right way. So I'll be there every step of the way. And as I said, I'll be, you know, helping the kids as well and getting them to reach their goals. I mean,
what network
is this
with?
These shows. The kids that are going to be in these shows are elite at what they do. So they are competitive. It's like a sport. So they are doing
doing this every day. You know, they're training, and that's kind of what we're looking for, that really unique kind of dancer.
What network, Nikki?
Oh, at the moment we're in lots of different talks. So, yeah, at the moment we're focusing on the casting process and getting the most, I guess, dynamic and, I guess, cohesive group that we can. So
are we thinking pay TV vibes or?
Sounds Foxtel to me.
One step at a time. So, yeah, okay. You'll have to wait and see. We're only launching this part at the moment, and then there's lots more to come.
Well, I've seen a lot of interest online, and dare I say, Nikki, I feel like the reason a lot of people do watch the American version is for the crazy mums. I will say that. Do you see your fair share, just between the three of us? You would see them a fair bit. Do you see your fair share of the mums that you just have to go, hey, pull it back, darl?
They're definitely out there when you go to Dance Stedford, that's for sure. You know, they come from all walks of life. And, you know, when you're investing thousands of dollars into this sport, you do see it. But then you also see the other side of it, you know, where there's real kids that are driving the passion that they have. You know, and the parents are like, oh, I don't know what we're doing here, but the kids are like, I want to do this. I want to get better. I want to be this. I want to be that. And so the kids are driving it too. And I think that's the great beauty of what we do in this country is that we are different too. We're not trying to be America. We are going to be Australia.
Oh, no, Nikki, I want to find our own very own Honey Boo Boo. That's what we want. That's what we want out of this. That'd be great.
You love this show way too much. Way too much about Dance Moms.
I'm a little too invested.
All that reality TV
star. All right. Well, look, Nikki, all the best with it. We're going to follow this thing and hopefully we can get this thing off the ground in 2020.
Absolutely, and let's get a Central Coast star up there. I really, you know, we've got amazing dancers on the coast. I see it every week when we're at different shows in Stedford. So I'd love to see some great applications from Central Coast dancers.
All right.
They're some of the best.
Dancer Nikki Webster, if you want to go to the Instagram page to find out more as to how to get involved with this. Nikki, thanks for your time and Merry Christmas.
Nikki.
Thanks, guys.
See you, mate.
Are you up?
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Now, this list. Now, this
Bogans.
Is
Bogans.
Yeah, so this is a list which was found on the Dally Waters pub page, which has been shared, and it's subtle things we all do that make us bogan, subtle bogan stuff. And given that you are the Pogan, the Posh Bogan, which you've, Carson Kressley gave you that title, right?
Yeah, I didn't coin it.
No, he gave you that, but you've accepted that title, and I thought I'd run some of these by you. We love a list.
Oh, how good's a list?
Have they made a list? Better check that twice.
Yeah, always checking them lists.
List.
All right, I've picked out some of the best ones here. Subtle bogan traits. Let's see what you think of these. Now, keep in mind, I've highlighted a fair few, so let's just...
Have you highlighted what you think I am?
I've highlighted what I think I'll get a reaction out of you / what I think you are, yes. So let's rip through these because there is a few. So let's start with, we mentioned this on air this morning, and this was one of the top ones on the list. Getting your presents wrapped at the shopping centre for a gold coin donation makes you a subtle bogan.
So you better...
I rate that highly.
All right, so you're a bogan.
I saw the ladies there yesterday and there's no better deal than that. Takes the hassle out of it and gives a bit of money to charity. Pronouncing the J in jalapeno makes you a subtle bogan.
Jalapeno.
If you say jalapeno... Subtle bogan.
Can I have some jalapenos on my nachos?
Can't say I've ever done it, but don't mind a good old jalapeno. This one, that sound you make after you take a drink. So you take a sip of a nice cold drink and you go,
yuck.
Makes you a subtle bogan.
I'm not near any of these.
We all do it.
No, we don't.
Getting your mum to take your demerit points is on the list.
Oh, no, never done that.
Never got your mum to take yours?
No.
Packing underwear for a holiday like you're planning on peeing yourself twice daily.
100%.
You overpack
the
undies.
Why does that make you a bogan?
Mate, I didn't write the list. This is just what's on their list.
Oh, my goodness. I pack so many knickers.
You pack too many?
Oh, heaps,
subtle bogan.
Yeah.
Referring to your disgustingly overweight body as the rig.
No.
I think that's more of a bloke thing to do that.
Yeah.
Using the tea towel as an oven mitt at home. Busted
always,
for that.
Always,
darl, always.
Oven mitt, snore fest.
Yeah.
Can't hang it over the thing.
Oh, we've got one little hook on it that you just hook onto oven, which isn't bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Using the ice cream container as a bowl when there's not much ice cream left.
Oh.
Subtle bogan.
Who does that? Oh, you know what else would be bogan?
Mm.
Is Neapolitan.
Oh, I used to love that ice cream.
Home brand Neapolitan.
Oh, best. My dad
Which one did you leave?
Vanilla.
Vanilla.
I always went the chocolate and the strawberry. One time my dad said, you can have anything you want for dinner tonight. I said, Neapolitan, please. And he gave me a whole tub.
With hundreds and thousands.
Oh, no, that's fancy stuff. I never went
and
that
some
far.
Ice magic.
Oh, yeah. Went hard.
That's super bogan.
That's mega bogan, yeah.
Yeah.
Putting coasters under a wonky table at a pub.
Yep.
Using black electrical tape on the back of a TV remote to keep the batteries in. Guilty.
No, can't say.
Back in my single days. This one's for Brownie, who works here at the radio station. Having indoor thongs and outdoor thongs.
Disgusting.
Learning about drugs in the Healthy Harold van.
That doesn't make you bogan.
It makes you a subtle bogan, according to the list.
Oh, that's BS. This list is BS because I think Healthy Harold is a great person.
I used to love that van. Means you got out of school for a bit. Getting nervous when driving past the cops, even when you've done nothing wrong.
Yeah, I think that's standard behaviour.
That's an everybody thing, yeah. Throwing a sheet over an old couch and making it look good as new.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Who is doing that?
Guilty as. I've done that before,
grot.
Yes.
That's because your dog took a dump on it.
That's more recent. That's back in when I lived with a mate. We used to just throw the blanket over. Just a couple more here to round out this subtle bogan list. The good old saying, I know you are, you said you are, so what am I?
So what am I?
Mm-hmm. That's a classic. Saying no offence. Now, this is you, Pollard. I highlighted this one for you.
Okay.
Saying no offence and then continuing on to say something extremely offensive. If that's not you to a T,
that
I don't know what
so
is.
So me to a T.
Hey, no offence and then you rip into that person. That's got to be you, right?
That's like me every day with Jimmy Love and his horrible dress sense.
The poor guy's got a complex when he walks in here.
Yeah.
I think we can end on that one.
Oh, I love it.
You
no offence.
You want any more?
No.
That's it?
I think end strong.
Okay.
On the no offence.
All right, go give me one. No offence and then rip into me. I know you love it.
No.
No offence, but go and say whatever you want. I'll give you a free shot. Free shot. I won't even retaliate. Free shot on me. I'll sit here. No offence, but.
No offence, but like I've started to notice you itch your testicles a lot in the studio. And I'm beginning to feel uncomfortable.
My nana had to raise the same issue with me at one time. So, yes.
But you also do this weird thing with your leg where you ping out your leg to move your stuff around.
I get stuck.
Like a dog would, you know, like a dog.
You try having a bit of junk in the front trunk, you know?
Mate, I've got two junks on the front of my chest.
Then you should know exactly.
You want to try having those?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, actually.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't be bad.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
I need to say Darcy from Yarramalong picked up the double pass to the Lunar Electric Music Festival on Jan 4th. If you want to get some tickets, ticketbooth.com. And don't forget, we are announcing our caller of the week, which tomorrow it's going to be. So this is the world's largest outdoor cinema, 150 queen beds at Moore Park in Sydney. So you get unlimited popcorn. It's two double beds, four people, and bottomless popcorn each. It's fun. It's romantic. It's comfortable. It's Move and Bed Sydney, and you can book your tickets now if you want to check that out over the holiday period.
How fabulous.
We're done, mate. And can we just say...
Yes.
Pollard.
What?
We didn't go and buy anything, so we need to...
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
Yes.
To the promotions team for decorating our room.
That's not what I was thinking, but
studio.
Very good. Yes.
Oh.
That is good. Thanks to those guys for the Christmas decos.
Well,
and happy birthday to our GM, KB. We didn't buy a gift or anything.
Happy birthday to KB. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to
KB.
Yes, happy birthday to our GMKB today.
I wonder how old she is.
Don't ask. Don't know.
Oh, yeah?
30.
30?
Yeah, just turned 30. I don't know, actually, to be honest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, age is just a number, mate, isn't it?
Ageless is what I say. Ageless.
Ageless.
So happy birthday, KB. And thanks to the promos department.
What should we do for her?
That was it. We just did it.
Oh.
That's the beauty we have here. We do shout-outs and we tick it off the list and we move on.
And then we bounce.
We move on with our day. all right, we need to get to the news because it is after 9 now. Thanks for hanging out with us here on a Thursday morning. Have a great one, guys.
Hey, have the best day ever. Oh, what a
good day. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.